Hey everyone, it's your girl Rachel Carter here, back with another dose of digital detox realness. Ever scroll through social media and feel that little pang of envy? Like, ugh, they're at a concert, winning awards, or just having the best brunch ever. You knew that feeling when you realize everyone else seems to be living their best life except you. That's FOMO, the fear of missing out, creeping in and trying to steal your joy. And trust me, I get it. In a world where everyone is constantly sharing highlight reels online, it's easy to feel like we're falling behind or missing out on all the fun. But here's the thing. FOMO isn't just a feeling, it can be a sneaky little monster that hijacks our happiness and keeps us stuck in comparison traps. So, today we're tackling FOMO head on. We're going to explore why it happens, how it impacts us, and most importantly, how to ditch the constant what-if spiral and start embracing a mindset of abundance instead. Think of this as your digital detox survival guide for crushing that FOMO beast. 5 key takeaways to bust that FOMO. First things first. Understanding where FOMO comes from. Think about it, social media often shows us curated, filtered versions of reality. We see the best moments, not the mundane or the messy parts. And let's be honest, we all have those. This can lead to unrealistic expectations and make us feel like our own lives aren't measuring up. So remember, what you see online isn't always the whole picture. Second, comparison is the thief of joy, as they say. When we constantly compare ourselves to others, we set ourselves up for failure. Remember, everyone's journey is unique. What works for someone else might not work for you, and that's totally okay. Celebrate your own wins, big or small, and focus on your own path. Third, gratitude is a superpower. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate what you have right now. A loving family, a comfy couch, that killer playlist blasting in your headphones. These little things matter. When we cultivate gratitude, FOMO loses its grip because we're focusing on the good stuff already present in our lives. Fourth, set healthy boundaries with technology. It's easier said than done, but consciously limit your social media time. Turn off notifications, schedule digital detox periods, and use those moments to engage in activities that bring you joy, reading a book, taking a walk, calling a friend. Remember, life is happening offline too. And finally, embrace the power of saying no. Don't feel obligated to attend every event or say yes to every invitation just because it looks fun on social media. Prioritize your well-being and choose activities that genuinely align with your values and interests. Let me tell you a quick story. A few months back, I was invited to this super exclusive launch party for a new tech gadget everyone was raving about it online. I felt the classic FOMO tugging at me, imagining all the cool people and exciting conversations I'd be missing out on. But then I paused and thought, am I truly interested in this gadget, or am I just feeling pressure to be there because it looks trendy? Turns out, I wasn't really into it. So, I politely declined the invitation and spent the evening catching up with my favourite podcast, you guessed it, yours truly. The bottom line. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. By prioritising your own needs and interests, you create space for experiences that genuinely enrich your life. So, take a deep breath and follow those accounts that trigger negative comparisons and start focusing on cultivating abundance in your own life. Remember, happiness isn't about having more, it's about appreciating what you already have and embracing the journey. Ready to ditch the FOMO and step into a world of limitless possibilities? Share this episode with a friend who's battling that feeling, leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #digitaldetox for #FOMOfreeliving. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.